story.
What do they call? I have heard it, but I can't think right now.
Well, what would you call a heavy bed covering? Something that you use in the
comforter.
Mm-hmm.
Blanket.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Or a comforter.
See, in Colorado and in Utah, they on the ranches, it gets real cold, you know. Mm-hmm. So they have these special, really heavy bed covers. They're called Sugans.
Oh.
They're called what?
Sugans.
I never had heard that.
I've never heard that word either.
I never had either until I did this.
Isn't that funny?
Well, I bet you've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, you've picked up.
Oh, it's amazing the variation in what people say for different things.
Uh-huh.
It's just amazing.
It all depends upon where they grew up and all mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
It really does.
Uh-huh, what they're used to.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
And I think also when as people get older like we have, you forget the names of a lot of things, too.
I know. Actually, I'm not finding that at all. People are really good at remembering.
Well, yeah, but some of the things that are real old is pretty hard to remember. It's just like some people, hard to remember their names.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have terrible trouble with names myself.
Yeah.
The thing that you cover a pillow with is the
pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. And if the light goes out, you need to change what?
The bulb.
Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on
TV.
Mm-hmm. The long version of that is? The long version of that word?
Television.
Mm-hmm. And in the kitchen, when you're cooking, you protect your clothes by wearing
an apron.
Mm-hmm. And if it's cold outside, you want to put on your
jacket
mm-hmm. or
sweater.
Or if it's really cold, you might want to wear a...
Might not want to go out.
Something heavier than a jacket.
Overcoat.
Well, an overcoat, I guess.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. And a cloth that you use to blow your nose.
Handkerchief.
Now there's a similar...
Or Kleenex.
And there's a similar cloth that you might use to wipe the sweat off your brow if you're working in the garden, or you might tie it around your head. What's that?
Bandana.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Clothes that you wear to work in the garden are called?
Let's see. What are they called? Scrubbies.
Sure. It's just whatever name you have for them.
Well, usually the oldest thing I've got, I don't really have a name. I usually, old blue jeans and an old shirt.
Do you just say you better put on your old clothes?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, clothes that you put aside until the really cold months are called?
Winter.
Mm-hmm. And shoes that you use to work in the garden are called?
Well,
Tennis shoes, rubber shoes.
I'm trying to think what I'd use. The shoes that I normally use till they get old. They're just little.
Tennis shoes?
Like tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're old.
Old tennies.
Old tennies. Old tennies.
Okay. And to protect your hands, you'd wear what?
Gloves.
Mm-hmm. To protect, to get the sun off your head, you'd wear what?
Hat.
Uh-huh. And this article of clothing is called?
I call them pants.
Okay.
Or trousers.
Uh-huh. Could you call a woman's pants, can you call them trousers, or is that term limited to men's pants?
I would say it'd be more limited to men's pants.
Mm-hmm. And men use what kind of elastic straps to keep their pants up?
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Do you know other words for that? Okay. I know there are some, but I forget myself what they are. Do you know some, what are your favorite regional dishes and foods?
Oh, well, Mexican.
What?
Mexican.
Oh, food. Come on. We don't eat Mexican food very much.